So nasty.
So nasty boy.
Yep.
Little nasty man. All right, I got the quiz.
All right. Cool. All
right, welcome to the podcast.
All right, motherfuckers, get ready. Give me your money.
Had it right there. Be a good podcast. You know that's going to go in a Monthly Gore compilation one day. That's gonna, yeah, someday, the next 5 years, you're going to just hear, give me my money. You're going to be like, where did I say that? When did I say that?
Why did I point a knife at the
camera? Tell your wife what I did in here.
Yeah, tell your wife what I did in here.
I kind of want to, not on the podcast, but I want to just get a compilation of your clips and just have everyone guess what video it is.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Because I think I seen a React. Yeah, you saw that React too, right? Headmix64 on there. They played the part of their video.
Where they like try to have
1 second,
guess.
Then they have to guess what it is. Yeah, we'll do that with you.
Yeah, mine will just be, hey, except, what's up, Mer-? Like, except, any fucking video.
Well, no, yours is going to be like a random tangent where it's like, man, just fucking someone outside just cutting my lawn. Fucking, I'm going to kill him. Oh, that's my Toy Story 4 reaction.
Of course.
Welcome to the Blue Rubies Podcast, episode 9.
Yep.
We're missing our other big boy.
Yep. David.
which podcast is this?
I don't know.
He's out in Utah eating some alligator shit or something. I saw him
put eating some ass.
Yeah, that too. I hope. He deserves it.
Right now, the moment we're recording this right now, he's eating some ass.
Hell yeah. You do. Hell yeah. This is the video game podcast that we record every week, posted every Thursday. We're recording this a day earlier because I'm going to go watch our boy John Wick tomorrow, and I forgot all about that until like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And yeah.
True fan.
So if something happens on Wednesday, whoops.
Oops.
The biggest thing happens. Oh, Microsoft bought everybody.
Half-Life 3 and 4. What?
Shit.
What are you thinking of 4?
Even though we don't give a fuck, really.
I do.
Are you in Half-Life?
No, but I'd still be like, whoa. That's like something that never happened.
I'd be like, whoa.
I'd still be like, that's just like groundbreaking. If they finally decide,
I'd be happy for everyone. I'd be happy for everyone, but then I'd be worried because I'd be like, oh man, what if that's a disappointment of people?
I mean, I like the first Half-Life a lot. I never finished Half-Life 2.
Never. I've tried so many times.
I beat the first Half-Life, and I never beat
what
Half-Life
the fuck?
2. I beat the first Half-Life when it came to PS2. You know, I didn't have a PC.
Yeah, isn't that one, like, infinitely worse than Half-Life 2?
Oh. Well, yeah. No. For the time, it was good.
All right.
Ow, it was good.
It
was good.
What you been playing?
Nothing, baby. No, I actually, since the last podcast, I finished Rage 2.
Oh, yeah. How long did it take you?
Fucking finished it. Got it out of here. It's done.
Sold it.
Yeah, actually.
Really?
I didn't ship it out yet, but I just sold it earlier today.
How much you get?
40. Yeah. I beat the shit out of that game.
I never need to play it ever again.
No, never. I know there's going to be DLC in the future, but I don't need to play it again. It's just going to be the same shit anyway.
Wow, it's going to be the coolest DLC ever.
Yeah, well, I'll play it later when it's cheap. But yeah, no, the game was fun. It was a fun game, for sure.
They gave us fun?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? They gave us fun?
No.
They gave us some fun.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Bethesda. You gave me some fun. No, it was a fun time for sure. The gunplay was the only thing in that game that's really...
That sucks, because it was looking kind of hot, then they stopped talking about it, and that's when I kind of got worried about it.
Yeah, me too.
But that's good you liked it.
It's cool. Yeah, I like it. I like they have a cheat system in the game. You can put cheat codes on. The one cheat that I saw that was of any importance was like you have the NBA Jam guy talk while you're destroying shit. Ugh. So he'll just say boom shakalaka and shit like that, you know. I never turned it on, but because it disables cheats, and I mean it disables
achievements. Yeah,
I was like, no, I don't know why that would disable achievements, because all it does is like when you kill somebody it goes boom shakalaka. I don't know, it's like,
my table's really... a fucking mess back here, sorry.
Okay, I don't care, whatever.
It doesn't look nice.
Yeah,
it doesn't look very nice. But that's weird. It disables. I assume it disables achievements for only the games that are the things that would like actually affect gameplay?
Well, that's the only cheat that's available. I'm assuming you have to find the other ones, or you have to do something, because I went to cheats menu and the only thing that was there was that. So I don't know. And I was like, oh, I want to put it on, but I'm like, at that point, I was like trying to get all the achievements,
right,
so I could be done with it. And I was like, I don't know, and I just never went back to it just to try it out. But from what I saw, there's a whole trailer where it's just him yelling shit while you're killing people, which is fun. But I mean, the game itself is fun. It's just a lot of the same shit. Drive here, kill a bunch of dudes.
That was a game you needed.
Oh yeah.
And that's also you put a lot of hours in that game.
Yeah, like 25.
And again, I'm also upset because I think you're now shooter out for a little while.
Out, yeah.
I tried to ask you. I was like, oh man, let's finally play Borderlands. You're like, man, you know, tonight's not the night.
I just finished Rage 2.
I was like excited. I'm like, all right, let's finally fucking play Borderlands a month after it came out. I'm just gonna want to play some shooters right now.
I beat the entirety of Borderlands last month. I already beat it when it first came out, and then I fucking played
again.
Rage 2. And even Days Gone's just Yeah, Days Gone ends up being the same shit as Rage 2, where you just drive here, kill all the enemies, drive here, run away from the enemies. You know, it's like, fuck, man. I need like a game where you can like chill out and like talk to people. And that's kind of what
chill
I'm doing
out,
with my
talk
other
to
game.
People.
Yeah, well, it's a segue because I'm playing Valhalla also.
Okay, so how's that?
That's pretty good so far. I didn't even realize that the game was rated M. Because that game gets fucking dark quick. Like there's one character that comes in talking about like, what are you guys rapists? I'm like, the fuck? Like
Jesus
Christ.
Calm down, dude.
What
is this, fucking Xbox Live?
Yeah, I was like, this is crazy. So far it's pretty cool. It doesn't really have it does have a story, and it's obvious that it's building up to one, but right now it's just a lot of characters coming in, and you're a bartender, so you have to, like, you know, mix the drinks and stuff. They ask you, make this for me, and you make it, and that's the gameplay, and then after that, they just talk to you and they tell you about their lives and stuff. So it's interesting. I really like the retro-style graphics. I'm only about maybe an hour and a half in, so I don't know how long the game is, but
I was going to start that today, actually.
It's fun.
I might do that so we can talk about that next week.
Yeah, I mean, so far it's a lot of just talking. That's pretty much all it is, really. I mean, the gameplay itself is like, make me a brandini. It's just like a martini, except it's
a visual novel, which is nice.
Yeah.
The
gameplay itself is simple. I could see the gameplay getting a little bit more difficult later. Like, they'll ask you, like, I want something sweet. And you're like, okay, I have to, like, figure out which one's, like, sweetest or whatever. I want something sweet, but not too alcoholic. So you have to, like, add.
Does it affect the story a lot if you fuck up?
I think if you fuck up, you lose money, and I think you need money to continue the game. Yeah. So I guess kind of, but it doesn't really. I don't know if it actually affects the character development of certain characters and you know, like stuff like that. I'm not exactly sure, because I haven't seen characters again after the first time. Like, I met one guy, I haven't seen him again yet. Again, I'm only an hour and a half. I'm assuming the game is like.
I'm gonna check how long it is.
Probably 8 to 10 hours, I'd guess. You know, watch it's like 40 hours long.
That would turn me off a little bit.
Yeah, I'd
say.
How
do you spell it again?
VA-11HA.
Got it. Oh, it's 10 and a half hours.
Okay, well, that's still not 40 hours. It's like, all right. Yeah, it's a little longer than I thought it would be, but that's fine.
I was kind of hoping for like a 4-hour game, but that's fine.
Well, I guess it matters how fast you read.
The fastest guy beat it in about 8 hours.
Okay. If you read fast, then you can get. I get through the
dialogue. But I don't want to like. I'll never like to rush games specifically.
Oh no. I just read quick when I'm like not here and trying to read shit in Skype calls, and I'm like comfortable.
you're playing on Switch. That's a good Switch game.
Yeah, it's a perfect Switch game. I had it on PS Vita. I bought it when Limited Run had theirs on sale, and then they announced it for Switch. I was like, all right, good. I don't need to open this then.
Oh, good.
Because there was another game that's very similar called 2064.
I got that game, too.
Yeah, I heard that game's not great, though, because it has a lot of, like...
I heard it was all right. Read-only memories.
It has a lot of inconsistencies and stuff like that. Like, and it's, like, the dialogue is kind of
Maybe I should do that first, then. I mean, how long is that? That game was also the same.
It's probably the same 9 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about starting that, too. I might... we'll see. Maybe
it's not the same developers or anything, but it has a similar...
Yeah, that was the vibe.
You play as a bartender in that game too, don't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I really wanted that fucking cab game already. I don't know why. I just really want to play that cab game.
Yeah, that game looks pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
I have also been playing Akane. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Akane. Every time I see it, I think it's like some sort of Zero Escape spinoff.
Oh, yeah, Akane. Zero Escape, good series. But yeah, no, it's fun. It's like I got it for $250. I think it's still on sale for $250.
What kind of game is it?
It's just like a kill all the dudes. You know, like, oh, there's a bunch of dudes coming at you, kill them all. And, you know, like if you die,
what genre, though?
Once you die. What genre? I guess like
hack and slash.
Beat 'em up, hack and slash, I guess. But you have a gun too, so it's more about high score. Like try to get 100 kills before you get shot or whatever. I only play it for about 30 minutes. It seems like it's very simple. I mean, I figured it would be because it's a game that's even not on sale is $5. So I thought it'd be very, you know, simple. Just go around and kill the dudes, you know, and that's exactly what it is. I don't know if there's an actual story in it yet because I haven't gotten past the first level because I only played it for a few minutes. But yeah,
nice.
It's fun. It's fun. Besides that, I've been playing.
We got a little bit of Overwatch and Gang Beasts in.
Yeah, Gang Beasts, yeah. Same stuff.
Usual. Yeah. At this point, we just don't need to say Overwatch or specifically Overwatch anymore.
Yeah, no, not so really.
I assume we're always playing that. I beat Bayonetta.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was the first time I beat a game in a while, and that's also
is that your first game you beat this year?
No, actually, I beat a lot of games this year. Well, in my definition, let me pull up the app. I've been keeping track of it on. Yeah, I beat Overwatch.
I beat Overwatch.
let's see, I beat Undertale, Celeste, Mario & Rabbids, The Missing, and Bayonetta this year so far.
Okay. So a bunch of short games.
Well, Mario & Rabbids took me a while.
Yeah, because you're bad.
Bayonetta also took me a while, too, because I have not played Hack and Slash in a long time. I forgot that game was, like
oh,
not,
that
not,
get tough.
Yeah, I forgot that game was not infamously bad, like Dark Souls, back in the day, that was, like, a hard game.
Well, it was supposed to be kind of like not a spiritual successor, obviously, but it was supposed to be kind of harkening back to, like, Devil May Cry.
So I watched
Devil May Cry is fucking hard as balls. So
I watched a retrospective on it, which was nice, too, because I liked the game a lot. Like it's so much fun to look at, but also it's like we talked about like I think a couple of podcasts ago where it's also kind of an embarrassing game if anyone walks in on you because it's just
every time she does a super move she gets fucking naked.
Dude, and like, I almost looked at it
like in 2 minutes.
I almost looked it up. I was like, is there any actual nudity in this game? But then right when I looked up, someone said spoilers. Like, all right, cool. If there's spoilers, I'll just leave it and I'll be surprised by it. And fucking when you fight Joy in that game.
Right.
Yeah, she gets fucking when they do the little intro where they show you on the book.
Okay.
They zoom out. Yeah. Do you remember or was it a while ago?
Yeah. Aren't you fighting on a giant book or something like that? Is that what you're talking about?
No, Joy. You know, Joy's the humanoid woman.
Yeah, she's the I don't want to spoil it, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's well, this is.
Isn't that your sister?
No, that's Jean.
Jean. Okay, it's been a while.
Which also she's in Smash.
Joy Jean. She has a costume. Okay.
No, so Joy is the enemy you fight. That's one of the common ones.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The humanoid where like her intro is straight up just her naked and she's like just like feeling up herself like Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I didn't think like it. And then whenever you do a torture attack on her, Bayonetta just pulls out a whip and just and wrangles her. I'm like Jesus.
Hot.
But yeah,
like a little Dante's Inferno in there.
Yeah, which I want to play that eventually too.
Actually, I think Dante's Inferno came out after Bayonetta, so
yeah.
They kind of ripped that shit off.
But
I
watched.
That's just like, oh yeah.
I had fun with it a lot. I had a lot of fun. I'm contemplating whether I want to jump straight into Bayonetta 2 or take a small break and then jump into it.
Bayonetta 2 is definitely shorter from what I heard.
It is a couple hours shorter, but I also heard it's a lot. It's not a lot better because Bayonetta 1 is already good, but I heard it's definitely better.
It is better.
But
I never finished Bayonetta 2, but I got really close. I need to get back to it.
I watched a retrospective. Let me see if I can pull up who was doing this. From Foxcade.
Okay.
And I'm almost watched. I'm like almost done with it. It's a 55-minute retrospective talking about how like what happened to Bayonetta because that was the first Platinum Games game, right? I'm fairly confident. And then they talked about like the intro to Clover and all that stuff, and I knew all that. But so that was Hideki Kamiya's like he got kicked off of Devil May Cry after the first one.
Right.
And that was his like okay, well when they made Platinum, they were like wondering like, we got the team together, what do we make? And then, like, a lot of the members in there made Devil May Cry with them. And he's, like, and the guy that made Devil May Cry is also in there. He's, like, let's just do one of those. And they're, like, all right, what's the concept? And the concept was literally made out of, what if the character was a woman?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. It was, like, what if Dante was a woman?
Yeah, and then they just, like, made
her. And she uses her hair instead of a sword.
They had a hard time. They had a hard time figuring out. Yeah, they had a hard time making up her hair because they want to make it long. They're like, all right, how do we do this? Because they keep getting in the way. They're like, well, make it part of her suit. It just gets like it just digresses into that. But man, that was a lot of fun. It was flashy. The story was not like very hard to understand.
Oh, I thought
I thought that was me for a second.
I remember like the young version of Bayonetta. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, they don't really actually address that. Like they say it, but they don't actually.
It's obvious. I mean, right. Looks like her as a kid. I'm like, is that her? Like,
right. And
again, spoilers for Bayonetta if anybody gives a fuck. But
somehow I never even hit spoilers in that game. Like, I didn't know she turned into a panther and stuff. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff in there. I still remember like the final boss. I think I can't remember what it was. Not the final boss. Was that the giant guy that had like multiple like he had a but yeah he had multiple
yeah, that's,
different
that's Jubilee,
life
yeah.
bars and stuff. That one was tough. I remember that, and that was a pretty fun fight.
I kicked my ass because I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. It was like 1 o'clock at night last night. Right. I had work at 6 o'clock. I'm like, I fucking just want to finish this, and I was tired. But yeah, so what was it? So the story didn't make that much sense, but I mean it's not really about the story. It was just fucking flashy. Some parts it was fun to watch this because like okay cool, I thought that was just me, but I mean apparently that was across the board, but I liked a lot, so yeah. That's fine. I'm definitely gonna go into that too soon. I'm not sure if I want to jump into something a little bit more calm or just fucking knock out Bayonetta 2. Yeah. I'm sure there's gonna be some Bayonetta 3 news at E3.
Yeah, it's coming out this year.
Yeah, I hope. I'm excited for that one now.
It's coming out. Shadow drop it.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Did I play?
Well, I don't know if they will release it this year because they also have that other platinum game coming out.
Oh, Astral
Chain.
Yeah, Astral. Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
With that tight butt.
I could see it being a January release.
Yeah, I could. No, February, Valentine's Day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. Actually, I could be wrong, but I think Bayonetta 1 came out in January. Whenever it came
I'll look it up.
But I think that compilation that came out last year was during February.
That was January, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure Bayonetta 1 came out in January. So
Bayonetta 1 came out October 29th.
Really? I got it when it was January. You sure you're not looking at Japanese?
Actually, maybe. Let me see.
North America, I'm pretty sure it came out in
January. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I remember getting it during January. I was like, well, this is a good-ass game beginning the year. Whenever.
January 5th, 2010.
2010, yeah. January 5th. That was like the first game that came out that year, I remember.
For the Wii U, it came October. I remember that too because we were filming Extra Life. And I had Destiny, and I was upset at Destiny. And in the middle of the stream, I was like, I'm going to take a break. And I just went to Best Buy and traded out Destiny for Bayonetta 2. Never even played it.
Good choice.
Then the Switch version came out February.
Yes.
Yeah,
it came out February. All right, well, there you go.
Did I play anything else?
Did you?
Might have just did more Golf Peaks, but that was it.
Golf Peaks?
I've been reading a lot of comics. I'm trying to catch up with my comics. You need to read The Vision.
Vision?
Yeah.
The Vision or The Vision?
The Vision. Okay. As in the that lame-ass hero in MCU, but it's pretty cool.
So is it that guy?
Yeah, so let me see if it's on. No, it's on sale right now. It was on. Actually, if you have the Comixology free trial, you can boot that up and get Vision for like $6. It's about 500 pages, but it's like, I think the actual book's like maybe half of that. But
what happened to that Switch?
I don't know. I think it's a thing, but I use Comixology, so I don't really care.
It's called. I forgot what it's called. I have it downloaded. I don't have my Switch here though. I forgot what it's called.
So people refer to Vision as like the Breaking Bad of like comics.
What the fuck?
It's actually really good. So it the premise is Vision wants to have Vision wants his own family. And okay. He has a family. They're created. So he has his created son, created daughter, and creative wife. They live in this like just suburban area, and he's still doing work with the Avengers.
Okay.
But like the family has a really hard time. Like settling into there because like they're discriminated against for being robots,
right?
And it gets dark. It gets really dark.
I can assume what happens.
you would like that a lot, actually. Immediately after I was done, I I looked up the writer for it, who's Tom King, and apparently he's like one of like the best,
Oh.
like the top writers of the comics right now.
Right.
And jumping ahead is immediately I picked up Mr. Miracle.
Okay.
I never heard of him,
He's
but I heard this is really
a
good too.
miracle.
I heard this is really good too. Also, I'm a little upset because I ordered that immediately, and like 2 days later, it went on sale for half price on Comixology. So I'm contemplating whether I want to return that and get it on Comixology. But if it's good, I'll keep the physical. Why not?
Why not?
But
I
been
still got
doing
that
that.
Battle Angel Alita fucking
You should
stuff
read
I need
it.
to read. Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. I'm gonna read it soon.
I read that. I'm reading Deadpool versus Punisher right now.
Right.
There's just a lot of a lot.
Deadpool versus Punisher.
Yeah, so for whatever reason, there's like, there's just a lot of just
That's pretty much
Deadpool.
just Cable
There's a
from
lot. There's a
from
lot of
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool. There's a lot of just like random like one-off stories with just Deadpool hypotheticals. So I
I
think I was
know.
telling you about this before.
Doesn't
There's
Deadpool kill the entire Marvel Universe in one of them?
two of them. So Deadpool kills
Yeah.
the Marvel Universe, and then Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe again. There's
Again.
Deadpool versus Thanos, Deadpool versus Punisher, Deadpool kills Deadpool.
Oh, cool. Is it a joke? Or does he kill
I don't know. I'm gonna read that soon though.
Wolverine Deadpool?
There's Night of the Living Deadpool, Return of the Living Deadpool. I thought I had one more. I think there's a few more too that I missed out on, but I was reading that. Since I never actually watched The Punisher, I decided just to read that one first. But it's pretty good so far. I'm just in a comic
Okay.
book mood.
I guess so.
I've been
Don't
I've
worry.
been.
You'll go out of it. You'll hate comic books
I
again.
so for because what happened is I think this last weekend I had a coupon for a 65% off Image Comics, and
Right.
then they were already having a sale, so it knocked off like 80% on these comics. So I spent about $60 and got like $200 worth of comics.
Whoa.
Yeah, deals.
Whoa.
I didn't get this in the sale, but I think Invincible's gonna be one of my next reads here soon.
Okay. I've heard of those.
Ooh, I bought the John Wick comic for like
What?
$3.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah. A lot of shit I'm gonna read.
Well, I don't know if I want to read a John Wick
It
comic.
was like $3. I'm like, why not?
I want to see John Wick
I'm sure it has cool
in
art in it.
motion. Yeah. I'm still waiting for that legit AAA John Wick game. Still waiting. It's coming. It's cooking.
I don't know how I'd feel about one, maybe.
Dude, it'll
It
be
depends on who.
awesome,
It
dude.
depends
If
on who.
they do it like some fucking what's a good game? Like
Max
what's a
Payne.
good third? Yeah, I guess so. Max Payne was more like, I'm trying to think of like Gun Fu. Is there a good Gun Fu game out there?
50 Cent
That's
Blood and
all.
Sand.
Yeah, there you go. 50 Cent doing Gun Fu and shit. There has to be one out there.
Rage.
I don't. Equilibrium. Go watch
I
Equilibrium.
could see it being a Max Payne though. Like that's the first thing that came to my head.
Yeah, I guess Max Payne would be a good one.
It depends on who's making it. Like if that Max Payne team was making a John Wick game, I'd be down.
From Software.
Yeah, because they're making everything.
Well, did you hear there's a new
Yeah,
I guess we're talking about,
that's
right?
on news, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So I mean that's what I've been
Yeah.
doing. I need to watch more
Yes.
movies though.
Yeah. Well, this is a game podcast, so.
We'll have a comic book podcast once you and me.
Yeah. No. Once I start reading Battle Angel, but to be fair, that's not even a comic book.
You would
So
enjoy a lot of comics, I feel too. I feel like
I know. I
that'd
used
be
to
up your
read
alley.
Punisher comics.
There you go then. We read Deadpool versus the
Well, when
Punisher.
I was a kid, I used to, only because they were violent.
I'm
They
into
were
like
super fucking violent.
the fucked up like horror types. So like I
Yeah.
bought Gideon Falls, Gideon,
Yeah.
Gideon
I
Falls
think that's
maybe.
Gideon. That's a name, so.
Gideon Falls.
Gideon,
I
Gideon.
bought Die, or no, Die, Die.
Yeah, just three. Come on.
That's from Robert Kirkman.
I thought that was the Reaper book.
Batman White Knight.
I bet he is.
That one is
Oh, what's the sequel? Soldier's Justice Warrior?
Jesus. I don't know why that
Cemetery
never came to my head. Cemetery Beach,
Beach.
Infidel,
Yeah,
Ice
I
Cream
bet.
Man. I heard that was fucked
Oh,
up.
Ice Cream Man.
I heard that was actually a really fucked up comic.
It was a really bad.
It looks all joyous and everything, but I heard it was really fucked up.
It is a really fucked up. Well, not fucked up movie. It is a really stupid movie called Ice Cream Man, where a guy is Ice Cream Man and he just murders kids.
I think that might be it.
No, it's a goof ass movie though.
And about the Weatherman, I heard that was fucked up too.
The Weatherman with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I don't know. I feel like you'd enjoy it. You should at least do the Comixology for like a month. Just read a bunch of shit on there.
How much is it?
Well, I think you should be able to get a trial month. But if not, it's $6 a month.
So there's a bunch of them that are just free?
Yeah, so at the very least...
But there's other ones that aren't, right? You have to buy some of the comics.
Yeah, obviously. So like Spider-Man Noir, that's on Comixology. The second one isn't,
read
though.
That.
You can read that the whole way through.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. But they also like offer 10% discounts, I think, on everything. It's kind of like Game Pass, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Except Game Pass, I could play a whole fucking game. They're not going to make me play 10% of the game.
It's like volume one.
It's like EA Access.
But other stuff on here too. So like right now, if you bump that up, you get the 50% off most Marvel or all Marvel books.
Whoa, most Marvel books.
I don't know if it's most. I didn't know if some of them were qualified or not.
Okay.
But you read a lot of shit on here though too, for sure. I read all Spider-Verse with it. Spider-Verse is fucking good. And I was reading reviews on that. Apparently, it's not that good to a lot of people. Because I guess the physical version, they don't chronologically like make everything, which doesn't make sense to me. So right. People have to like go in and like make markers as to where they'd start everything, which is a hassle. People are like, it took me an hour to fucking just organize this. I don't know. It worked out for me and I liked it. All right.
Fuck comics.
What'd you buy?
I didn't buy anything.
Oh, all I got was that comic. Cool.
All right. Well, there you go. No, nothing today.
Did I get any?
Don't worry. If David was here, he'd just tell us all shit, not show us.
I might have bought a couple things on Switch, but I need to check if I...
Hey, Dave, if you're watching...
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You suck. You're no talent.
Let's see. Did I buy anything?
I don't think you did. I think you didn't buy anything. You didn't.
I didn't bring my Switch down here, so...
Oh, no, he didn't buy anything. Sorry. Rip. I guess I bought a Kane. There you go.
Hell yeah, there you go.
And I bought My Big Sister on Xbox One. I don't know if you've seen that.
What is that?
It's like, it's really cheap. It's like, right now it's like $4.79. It's a puzzle game that's also like kind of like an 8-bit looking RPG style game. It's not an RPG, but it looks like one. But it's more of a puzzle game, and it's this weird ass story about like a sister and her big sister, and they're on an adventure. There's some sci-fi shit in there. There's a witch that wants to kill them. It's weird, but so far it's pretty fun. I like it. So yeah, I wouldn't highly recommend it, but it's fun so far. And for like, I think it's right now on sale for like $4 something. Yeah. Not bad. And that's all I bought, though. That's digital, too. So, and Akane, I already talked about that.
Oh, well. I bought Observer.
Okay.
That's that PSVR game that just came out.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, Observer? You mean Observation.
Observation.
Observer is that other game, the cyberpunk game.
Yeah, no, Observation. I bought that.
Yeah, how much is it?
It was like 10% off, so I think it's 30.
Okay, yeah.
Let me double check.
I'll see how the reviews are first.
I'll double check on you right now. But and the reviews weren't bad. It's about 80 on Metacritic.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, which is about what I expect for that.
Yeah, okay. So is PSVR?
Yeah, it's $25.
Okay.
I could have sworn it was PSVR, wasn't it?
I thought it wasn't. I thought we thought it was, and then...
It wasn't. I'm kind of upset.
I don't think it is. Because we thought it was, because it just seemed like...
Because it was like in the fucking middle of everything, right?
I don't think it is.
If it isn't, I might have to get a refund on that. We'll test that out.
Nobody's...
I bought that.
Every review. Every review does not say anything about fucking VR.
Yeah, it might not be then.
Yeah, it's not VR.
Right, well, good thing. We'll test out that return policy on PlayStation.
Well, to be fair, you probably wouldn't play it anyway.
I would. I'm still interested in it. I might even just keep it, just because it looks really good.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep it. Because I want to get Trover as well. That comes out. That comes out soon. What's the other one that comes out?
Sonic Racing.
No, what's that one that you were super into? That PSVR.
Oh, Blood and Truth. That one looks sweet.
I'll probably get that.
Yeah, that's gonna be like a $40 game though. I think it's also physical release. I think too. I'm not sure. I thought I saw it some, like Amazon or whatever. I might get that. That one, every time I heard about like someone playing it, they said it's really good. So, and it's like one of the best types of one of those type of games for VR where it's actually a shooter that's not on rails and stuff. So.
Well, the only shooter on non-rails fucked me up like hard.
Well, yeah. So you probably won't want to get it anyway. Even if it was on rails.
I'll see where these are. But I might just want Trover because I'm on a fun game.
You'll die from that too.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. Hey, I'm a guy in a bathtub.
So
that's in the first trailer. Hey, I'm a bathtub guy. That's what's his name? Justin Roiland's type of humor. Hey, I'm a random guy. Hey, look at me. I'm talking like this. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a weird guy. That's him. That's Justin Roiland's type of humor. I like it. So, anyway.
All right.
That game comes out. What, next week, I think it comes out?
Yeah.
I'll probably get it if it's like 30.
All right. So, we'll do. So, for quiz this week, I didn't want to make a quiz because we're going to have a all trivia episode here soon, sometime in the middle of June, probably the week after E3.
Okay.
So, I didn't want to make a, it unfair because Dave ain't here to protect himself and Gordon don't give a shit. I'm
already a point ahead, so I don't give a fuck.
So what we're going to do, just
and
for
when
fun,
all those E3 things happen, I'll be multiple points ahead.
Just for fun, but if you get them all, shit, you know what? That's a long
time. That wouldn't be fair, would it?
Yeah, okay, just do it for fun then.
Yeah.
And I got to figure out how to do this. I'm probably going to end up just having to screen record and just add this in later. Let's see. Okay. How am I going to do this?
Yeah, screen record. Do it.
New screen recording. Okay, so what I'm going to make you do is name me every single Smash Brothers character.
I'm not doing that.
Come on.
No, it's okay. I lost. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it's got a 15-minute timer. But you
Ed, and Eddie, they're all in there. They're right. Shadow Fighters, or they're called.
So whenever you're ready, we're going to do this.
All right, fine.
All right, let me record.
All right.
Let's see.
Click to record. All right. Add it in right now.
Hold on.
Okay. All right. It's coming. Wait for it. Add it in right now.
Nope.
Okay. Add it right now.
Got it.
All right. Right now. There you go.
All right. Start it.
All right. Start it. Oh, go.
Yep.
All right. So Pikachu, Pichu, Squirtle, Charmander, Executioner,
Punisher.
Ejector, the Punisher, Jeff, the hero, shout out, Uncle Grandpa, Graham Norton, the talk shows, James Franco,
Jeff Kaplan.
The Overwatch team, all of them.
The whole thing.
There's
like
one
like Pokemon
though.
Trainer.
and just a tiger, just a random tiger, just a tiger.
Tiger.
Tiger. A giant tiger.
All right, well you got 3 out of 74 so far.
All right, Pichu, and I said
Pokemon Trainer.
Squirtle. Pokemon Trainer. Yeah, I said Squirtle. So.
Yeah.
That's all right. Pokemon Trainer. Yeah, you can count Charizard though technically, right? Cuz he was his own separate character at one point.
Nope, so that counts it.
No, all right, so it's just all the ultimate characters. Okay.
Well, technically, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so those three. Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Donkey Kong, Kirby, Princess Peach, the Ice Climbers, Snake. See, this is going to be a problem because I'm going to forget which ones I already said. Castlevania, the both of them,
Simon,
Isaac, Simon,
and Richter.
Richter, not Isaac. Isaac's golden son. Jeff. This is gonna be a Fox, Wolf, Blinky, Inky, Stinky, Pac-Man. Bulbasaur. What the fuck? Incineroar. This is the world. Why'd you make me do this? Crash, because he's coming. He's coming. Confirmed.
I'll give you some hints here in a little bit.
I'm already forgetting what the fuck I said already.
Do you want? How about this? Do you want to knock out by game right now so far?
No.
Okay, gotta say by game, you're almost complete with the first game.
Okay, well, Donkey Kong.
You got Mario, Donkey Kong, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Luigi, and Captain Falcon from the first game.
Yeah, Captain Falco, I said.
Is okay. He's second game.
Yeah. Pikachu. Jigglypuff. Kirby.
Got Kirby.
They're both the same. Doom Guy, he's coming, so put him on there.
You're missing DLC.
Bayonetta, Cloud. Bayonetta, Cloud, Ryu, Ken,
You're missing new DLC.
New DLC, like new one? Oh, the fucking potted plant.
Piranha plant.
Joker from Person.
You want series hints?
No. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Lomac. Banjo-Kazooie.
Jesus.
No, that's never happening. Kid Icarus. What's his name? Pit. Dark Pit. Light Pit. Brown Pit. Tan Pit. Armpit. No, what's her name? Palutena. Frank.
West.
Frank Castle. That's the Punisher. Chris Redfield. No, that's Marvel. Chris Capcom.
Yeah, Marvel.
Marvel's Capcom. Who the fuck? Transformers. Torbjorn. Jon Snow. Link. Zelda. Frank.
Does not say Frank.
Zelda, the young Zelda, no, young Link, young Link, Toon Link, grown Link, old Link, Link.
You're missing Linkle. Two characters from that.
Oh franchise. Yeah, I know. Ganon, and what was the other turd? Sheik. How many did I get?
So far, you're 36-74.
Okay, see. 36-74, what?
36 out of 74.
Yeah, I got that many. 36 out of 74. One more, I'm halfway. Diddy Kong, there you go, I'm halfway. King, well, Day to Day, but that's not who I'm thinking of. Who's the other one? King K. Rool.
I knew you were, I just didn't want to say it. Ever since someone else from Kirby.
Meta Knight. Okay. Is that all for Kirby?
Yeah.
Is that all for Kirby, Donkey Kong, and Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, and Kid Icarus and Star Fox, and not Pokemon yet. You're so missing.
Not Pokemon. Pokemon. Lickitung guy. He has the tongue scarf.
Greninja.
Greninja. Whatever. There's like 500 other fucking Pokemon in the game. I haven't even gotten the Fire Emblem yet.
I think you're good. No, you're missing two Pokemon.
Two Pokemon? I said Jigglypuff. I said Lickitung guy. I said Charizard, obviously.
Think of the movies.
Pikachu. Tim. That's the main character's name, right? He's in there. Squirtle? No, who the fuck's in it? What do you mean the movies?
Oh, I mean, I guess they got the new one too, I guess.
Lugia, where the fuck his name is? Oh, fantastic!
You're missing a big motherfucker from the fucking Detective Pikachu.
Snorlax.
Yeah.
Who's the big motherfucker? I don't remember.
What you got excited about?
Oh, Mewtwo. Yeah. I forgot Mewtwo's even in the fucking game.
You're missing another one, but I don't know if you're gonna get that one.
Oh, I'll get it. Don't fucking worry.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
I got plenty of time. Okay. The other character? There's another Pokemon in the game?
Let me tell you a letter it starts with.
Sure.
L.
Lickitung. Lord Zed.
Do you want Lance to move on and come back to that?
Larry. Yeah, I guess.
You're missing two franchises on top of my head.
Oh, I know. Fire Emblem's one of them, right?
Yep.
I know. I said I haven't gotten to Fire Emblem yet. That's like eight characters right there. Well, I guess let's do Fire Emblem. Ike, Mike, Psych. He's the funny one. I don't want to see say the other one. No, Ike, Lucia, Lucina, Corrin. Corn. Who's the other guy? Who's the Marf? Pam. Oh, all right, that's four.
Hey, I mean, how many? Two.
12. Robin.
No, you're missing one.
And
Oh, by the way, you got Rob by me typing in that.
Oh yeah, so Rob. I forgot about Rob. Shit. Who was the last guy? You had Robin. You had Cranston. Who's the last guy from Fire Emblem? Or girl? Guy or girl? Who cares?
Actually, you're missing two.
Oh, I'm missing two. Oh, that's great. That's perfect.
Both are each other's Echo Fighter. One's new to the ultimate.
Oh. I don't know.
You want the beginning letter of one of them?
Sure.
R.
I said Robin.
You did.
Okay, who the fuck else has
an
R?
The other one starts with a C.
Rocky. Randall. It starts with a C? Cocky. Crom.
There you go.
I don't know who the R is. Rambo.
He was in Melee.
Rambo. He's in there, right? Risky Taters.
Business.
Risky. Richard. Rock. Roxas. He's a Kingdom Hearts character. All right, I'm going to skip him. I don't even know where I am right now.
You're missing one franchise on top of my head. You're missing one major third-party character. From the original game, you're missing three.
From the original game, I'm missing three?
Yes.
Like...
64.
Right. Yeah, that's the original. Pikachu.
You want the software you have?
Yeah, I guess. It's a horrible idea.
You have Mario, Donkey Kong, Link, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Luigi, Captain Falcon, Jigglypuff.
Diddy Kong? No, I already said that. He's who the fuck else is in the beginning of like first fucking game? Tom Clancy.
You're missing one franchise that has a game upcoming. You're missing one dead ass franchise.
New games coming in a franchise.
Yep, it got delayed recently.
Oh, Samus. And Zero Suit Samus, put that. I guess Ridley put him. I think that's it for Metroid. What the fuck? Who else is in the first fucking game? Who is it? Don't tell me. Tell me. No, don't tell me. I don't know. How many do I have right now?
52.
I don't know, man. I have 22 more, that means. Am I missing, like, somebody that's obvious? I guess the first game, last two would be obvious, but I don't remember. I said Luigi, right? You said...
Right? You're missing one super obvious character, I think, personally. A lot of Mario characters are missing.
Oh, I guess Peach?
Got Peach. Got Mario. Daisy? Got Donkey Kong. No, you didn't get Daisy, all right?
Okay, Daisy. Yoshi.
There you go. That's one from there. Okay. Now you're missing.
Bowser. I said Bowser. Right?
You're missing. One from the main game. Yeah, you're only missing one from the main game.
Is he on my wall right now?
No, but it's from the Deadass franchise that hasn't had a sequel in ages. Fans want this.
Well.
There's two characters from this franchise in the game. You're missing both of them.
I said Captain Falcon.
You did. There's two characters from this franchise, though.
Okay. Because I don't think there's two characters that have
you
zero.
You want the starting letter?
Sure.
N.
Captain N? N?
N.
Nero? that's dumb. Ned Stark.
You're missing one third party character. That's pretty obvious, I think.
Oh, Nico Bellic.
We make a joke about him pretty often. About his size.
About his size?
As in, if you create this character in a different size, it's a brand new character.
What?
We have to make fun of him being giant.
Well, Sonic, right?
Yeah, he didn't have him.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the end guy.
I know. I just want to get you that out of the way. Yeah, a minute and a half to the end.
I'm thinking of the end guy. Nancy.
Do you want another hint?
Sure.
He's young.
He's young.
He's a kid.
He's a kid. Oh, Ness.
There you go.
And then I guess Lucas, right?
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Did you say Samus? Zero Suit Samus?
Yeah, I said both Ridley. Of those. Ridley.
You're missing one more from Metroid then.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, there's an Echo Fighter. Brand new to Ultimate.
Oh, Dark Samus.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. You are missing two from Melee. One of them is one of your favorite characters.
One of my favorite characters. I don't have a favorite character.
You like playing him because he's pretty random.
Okay. Sorry, there's only a knock at my door. Give me another hint.
he has a move that's completely random.
Mr. Game & Watch.
There you go. You got 20 seconds random. Left.
And I just like name all of them right here. No. Not happening. Wow. Who the fuck was introduced in the Wii U game again? Did I get everybody from the Wii U game?
No.
It'd be easier. Yeah, it'd be easier for that one because that's more recent.
All right, you're over.
All right, fine.
So you got 59 out of 74. That's pretty good. Whatever. All right.
Fine. Which ones did I miss?
Since the there we go. Okay, cool. In Melee, you were missing two.
Okay.
You're missing Dr. Mario.
Okay.
And the other Fire Emblem character was Roy.
Oh, Roy. Roy's our boy.
Yeah. Roy's...
In
Brawl, you missed Wario.
Wario, I forgot.
Captain Olimar. The other Pokemon that you didn't get was Lucario.
Lucario's the ninja one, right?
No, he's the dog, the blue dog.
No, he's the one in Pokemon. I was thinking Greninja was the one in the fucking Detective Pikachu.
Greninja is the tongue one.
Lucario's in there too, right?
I don't think so. He's the blue dog looking one.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Then in the Wii U one, you missed Villager.
Okay.
Mega Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wii Fit Trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Rosalina and Luma.
I forget Wii Fit Trainer.
And the Mii Fighters. Oh. Shulk. Bowser Jr.
Shulk.
And Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, okay.
And in Ultimate, you missed Inkling and Isabelle.
Oh.
Good job.
Thanks. Are we done?
Yeah, let me end this now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I'm a good boy.
Where do I end this at? I don't know how to end this. Oh, wait, it's up here.
Stop recording.
I don't
recording.
End it up here sometimes. Okay. All right. Okay. So I just got that as its own file. There we go. Hell yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad I don't need to edit these.
The other one I went through and I watched it afterwards. Like, I wonder how this looks. And then you couldn't keep along with it at all before the edit.
No, I was thinking that too. I was like, I don't know if you can really follow this.
David made it easy for me though, so I don't have to edit his at all. For the Bioshock part.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you didn't get anything. Yeah. That was fun.
He's just like, he fails. I'm like, what?
Come on. Immediately fails.
Yeah. I could see why he would think that if, you know, you never played the fucking game ever. But, yeah, just
Yeah, fuck
stupid, I
him.
guess. But, yeah, if you were
All right.
listening,
So,
I'm
news
gonna
that happened
find you.
this week. Got a couple stories here.
All right. Oh,
This is a
boy.
really quick one. I want to
I'm
shout out
ready.
to our game, World War Z, with 2 million copies sold. Hell
Yeah,
yeah.
World War Z.
And
2 million
that's
copies.
definitely a sleeper hit
Congrats,
now. Good
congrats.
for
Fun
it.
game. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2 million
We need to play
copies.
it
That's
again
pretty
soon.
good.
I have an itch for it now.
Sure. Yeah, we'll be getting a sequel.
World War Z 2.
Yeah.
Parentheses, million bitches.
It will be. You know, I love it. I love that happened because World War Z 2, the movie, is never going to get made. So, like, the
World
game
War
is
Z cost a lot of
continuing.
money, though,
That's
didn't it?
successful. Yeah, but it did really well, like, surprisingly. Like, it like cost like $200 million to make, but it was like it made like $600 million or something like that. And it's still, Brad Pitt wanted to do it.
That
He
would do a
loved
lot better
doing the
right now,
first
too,
one.
I think. With action movies being as
Oh,
big as they are
yeah.
now.
Oh, in
Hell
China?
yeah.
Shit. China? They eat the shit out of that. They, you know, they make that noise. You know, us probably not, actually. It'd probably do fine here. But the first one did really well, surprisingly, because when it came out, I was like, this is gonna bomb. I can't wait till it does, because it didn't look good. And
I
then
did.
it
I'm
came
just
out, and
glad
I
they
was like,
kept the
eh,
one thing that
pretty
matters.
good.
Is the wall of zombies. That's the one thing that I was like
Yeah.
that matters.
Well, was that in the
No,
book?
not that I remember.
Okay. Oh, you mean in the
Yeah,
game? Okay, I was
no,
gonna
I'm glad they
say,
kept that.
because they did
Right.
that in the. Yeah, that's the best part. Even though
That's
it looks
literally
like
the only
shit
part
in
that
that
I
movie
care
now.
about, though. It's like the game's like standard. It's like, all right, this is all right, but then when you get to that part, it's fucking fun.
Yeah. Well, if you watch that
It looks
scene,
terrible.
yeah,
Yeah.
when they're like, it looks terrible now. Like, I watched it again
Yeah.
recently. It was like, wow. I was like, oh
Ew.
shit, that looks
Ew.
bad. Ew. You know, the best part about that movie is when it like slows the fuck down later on in the movie, and then it's just like him versus like five zombies. I'm like, this is what the movie should
Right.
have been, right? Because that's how more of the book is, right?
The
Where it's
book
it's slower,
is like
right?
separate stories, which doesn't make sense at all. It's just like its own. It's like a, what do you call it? An anthology,
Oh, they
kind
could
of.
have did that.
Yeah.
Anthology? Anthology, yeah. That would have been
Probably
great.
would have. I think,
That
dude,
could
it
have
would
really
work as a
worked.
TV show so well. I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
I was like,
idea.
maybe they'll do
Don't
that.
take it.
Actually, I could see that. No, they might do
That's
that.
my idea.
I could see
I'm
that,
taking
because
that
this movie's
guy's
not.
idea. I'm taking
This.
that guy's book. My idea.
No, yeah, you could take his book.
My idea. Don't take that.
It's my book.
Woo!
Max Brooks is just
The
like,
fuck, man?
I
He didn't give a
don't
fuck.
have
He
anything
took the
now.
money.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so shout.
He's making money from this
Right.
game, I'm
Shout
assuming,
out to
too.
World War Z for that. Another small story. Well, I guess it's kind of a story we could talk about. Is we mentioned earlier was George R. R. Martin had a reflection after Game of Thrones ended, and one part of it that he mentioned,
It's like,
one
this
part he mentioned was
sucks.
he's working on a game with the team out in Japan, and everyone kind of just gravitated toward From Software. It's not going to be a Game of
Software.
Thrones game,
Imagine
but
slapping.
it sounds like, I think the rumors are going that there's a Norse style game from Software.
Well, did you hear the most recent new rumor? Yeah, the initials are G and
Oh
R.
yeah, because that was a
And I think somebody
the name
said, I have to
they said
look
the
it
name
up,
of
but
that was
they
something like
like
that, yeah.
a Ghost Ruin
Something.
or something like that, or something Ruin. So and it might, like what you said, be
Yeah.
Norse and stuff, which is
I
cool.
like
Let's see. I
Norse,
mean, we
yeah.
just did Norse God of War, but yeah. But From
I
Software
really
has
want to get into
they've
From
done
Software
feudal.
more.
They've done feudal Japan. They've done like
They're
fantasy,
really flexing
I
it.
guess Norse.
There's rumor that
They're
that's going to be
flexing.
shown at E3 this year, so that's going to be exciting. Yeah.
Microsoft.
The way they're looking, dude, Microsoft.
Microsoft's gonna have a good ass press conference, because everybody that would show for PS3, PS4,
Sony.
or not PS4, just PlayStations, Sony, yeah. But we'll be like, oh no, I guess
I'm
Microsoft's the
actually
only
super
big
excited
one
for E3
that.
because this is Microsoft's like game to like
Yeah.
they can't lose this. Like they need to like bring their A game.
Yeah, they have a 3-hour press conference.
Why not? But then we got
Let's
that. We
go.
got Square showing up. Nintendo's gonna have their thing.
Yeah, Square's actually gonna have a good
Kinda Funny
show
has
because
a thing
they have
again.
more
That
Final
was fun
Fantasy.
last time because we saw some cool shit.
Square needs to show
If it doesn't, it,
Avengers
I think it's
this
dead.
year. I don't think
If it, they
so.
don't show it this year, there's some development hell going on with there where.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Episodic too.
And then Ubisoft's looking good too because we got some big stuff going from there. I'm excited. This is
Yeah,
gonna be
Beyond Good and Evil
we will
2,
be
baby.
reacting to that live as well.
Oh yeah, Beyond Good and Evil. I probably won't be recording it
I'll stream.
live. I
I'll
mean, I'll
stream.
be
You
recording
record.
it.
Yeah.
You'll stream. Yeah, that's good. You can stream it. Yeah, and maybe we can get everybody
I don't
else's
want to
webcams
spoil
up
it.
if we can.
There's a
Yeah.
rumor that I heard recently. where if it happens, I swear to God, that is the game. You know, we're fucking. I think I mentioned it to you a long time ago, where I'm like, you know, there's not that many games that I'd freak out at to the level like some people do, like Kyle with like Final Fantasy and Shenmue, or you would be with Beyond Good and Evil 2. And I was thinking about like, you know what? There's like, I think I mentioned two games. I was like, there's specifically one game where there's a sequel to. I'll flip my shit. And I'm hearing rumors that that game is happening at E3, and I kind of wish I didn't hear that because now I got my
Destiny
hopes up, and
3.
I'm like, oh, dude, if it happens, I swear to God, I'm gonna freak the fuck out because I am super excited for it.
I know what it is. Is it
No.
Banjo-Kazooie? Okay, is it
I don't even want to talk about it because that's how much I want to talk about it. And
Mario?
rabbits too.
Yeah, Mario Rabbit 2. You know, I would freak out if they like announced like a sequel to something that hasn't had a game
That's
in
what this is.
years. I know, but like something
You'll
I
like it.
like
Oh, I'm
was
sure you'll be into it.
like, oh, I'm sure, yeah. But like Golden Sun, if they brought Golden Sun back, I'd be like,
This ha
yo,
this has
you haven't had a game
this is
since
even
like
longer
that
than
shitty
that.
DS game.
I don't want
Breath
you.
of
I'm just leaving it at that
Fire.
because I'm just like, I don't
Breath
want to
of
talk about it
Fire would
because
be
I just
fucking.
don't think it's gonna happen. I'd be like, I'd be shocked if it's happening. But if it does, I'm in 100%.
But even Bethesda's gonna have a good one this year, I
I'm
think. I
excited
think
to hear
they're
what
gonna
they
show
say
more
about Fallout
Doom.
76, dude. That's exactly what I'm excited to hear them say.
They're gonna
Oh, they
make a
have
joke
to,
about
and they
it,
have to,
just like
but then they
they.
have to say like, "Hey, we fucked up."
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I hope they don't say too much though, because I want them to show other stuff, and I don't want ever think about Fallout 76 again. So just come out and say, "Oops," and say like, "Here's some free shit,
I'm
buy,"
shocked they're
and
actually
then
charging for
show.
post game or extra missions in there. I feel like at that point you have to eat that cost and just be like, "All right, we got to get the goodwill from the customers."
Or just cancel the game. Turn the
I
servers off.
genuinely thought that they'd make that free, but they're still charging for it, which I get because it's still development cost. But it's like you guys fucked up so hard on that. You need to give
Yeah,
some
you need to
goodwill in there.
suck it
Yeah.
up. You know, it's weird that they've been like even Rage 2, like it kind of snuck up on us. And it's just like Rage 2 was like your opening of last year. Like that was their big thing. And if it didn't get spoiled ahead of time, they would have made it an even bigger thing, you know? But because they spoiled it, I mean, Walmart spoiled that it was coming. They just kind of said like, "Yeah,
Right.
here's Rage 2," and then they had Andrew WK come out, which I'm assuming cost some
It
money.
definitely did.
I know Andrew WK is not the biggest name out
Makes a
there, but
party, though.
still. Yeah, oh yeah, I've seen videos. And yeah, no, I didn't. Wasn't Andrew WK in some of the Jackass stuff?
I don't think so. I
Is that
I
true,
wouldn't. I'd
or
believe it, but
am I
I
just
think
making that
he's too
up? Because
young.
yeah. Oh, you know what? He's in
There you
Backyard
go. That
Wrestling.
makes sense.
That's the one thing. Yeah. There you go. That's what I was thinking. I'm just thinking of him doing stupid shit, and I've never watched any like of his concerts, but I think he's in Backyard Wrestling. That's the one thing. I think I could. I think
So
that's
going
true.
back to that,
Anyway,
yeah. So
yeah.
G so George is look sounded like he's on George,
George, we're on a
Georgie,
first name basis.
yeah.
Mr. Martin.
RR,
What's the RR
Railroad.
stand for?
That's the one I
Railroad.
always heard, George
Is
Railroad Martin.
that
Yeah.
old? Sure. Well, I wonder if he even has middle names, or he just stole it straight from J.R.R. Tolkien,
Oh, he's germ.
or is it J.R.R. Tolkien, or is it
Yeah, I think
just
so.
Tolkien? No. It's just Jeff Tolkien.
Jeff from the Tolkien
That's his
team.
J.
So yeah.
Hey guys, it's Jeff from the
So yeah,
Tolkien team.
we do have
Really happy about
that.
this
That's looking like
update.
that's a strong possibility.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
So,
It's coming this
moving
E3.
on from that. So you hear about the, we talk about this, but I'm bringing it up here is the Epic Games Store had an issue where they had a
Oh
big
yeah, with
sale,
the sale.
which on paper it looks all right, and it's actually a pretty good deal, but
Is
the
a really
issue
good deal.
is they
A lot of people did not, a lot of publishers did not appreciate
didn't think
it,
they'd
what I
have
heard.
to because they're like, all right, well, you know, people are gonna like this, we still give them the full money, but the problem is it's devaluing the idea of the game. So it's like right now you can buy Shakedown Hawaii, which is a game that just came out for $10,
Yeah.
even though that just came out.
Actually, it wouldn't be cheaper because you get $10 off already, right? And then you get like a 10% off,
No, so
I
it's just
thought.
$10 off whatever.
Oh, okay. I thought there was some of
Some of
them
them
that are
are
like
pre-order
10%
discounts,
off or
yeah.
some shit.
So like
Oh,
John Wick, that's
okay.
what I did with
That's what I was hearing about Vampire the Masquerade 2. They took that game off
Borderlands is off.
Epic Store until it's. Yep. Well, that makes sense too, because I mean, how much would it be? It would be like what, 45 after? Because it's what,
Which hey
60, I'm
man,
assuming, then like
fucking
10% off.
DCU's
And
still alive in my world, dude.
yeah, I guess it kind of is for everybody now, except you can't buy
But
Borderlands.
yeah, so like John Wick Hex, I ended up grabbing for about $8.
I think I'm just gonna get on Switch.
I might end up, but
Xbox.
I don't know. I'm fine if I'm get a decent enough discount. I'll play it on PC, whatever.
That game looks. Was that at the end of the month? You said
let me
or
see
next
if I
month?
can. I'm already on this page.
It might not come consoles
I don't think it
immediately
is.
though. Yeah. I think it is coming to consoles. I'm not
What's
sure if
release
it's the
date?
same day though. Next year.
I'm just gonna look on here.
They better hone those pixels.
Why is this making it so hard to figure out when this release date's at?
Because, man, life's not fair.
Maybe the
life's
trailer
tough, bro.
video?
Oh, sorry. I don't think it said the release date in the trailer. It ain't coming. Canceled. Sorry. Sorry. Not enough
it doesn't
money
say
being
when,
made.
so whatever. In one day.
Okay. I thought you
I
said
could
it
have sworn
in
it.
the
I saw
month.
that, but I guess not.
Okay.
I
Are you
am.
high? You just wishing.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, man. High as fuck, brother.
But yeah, so that was an issue. And then also there's some issue where they don't have a cart right now. And people are buying a bunch of games,
Okay.
and then they've been flagging some of the accounts right now, which is an issue.
Oh yeah, I heard that because they're buying too much
Yeah.
shit.
So make up your mind. I don't
Like,
know what you guys
oh,
want.
sorry. Yeah, what do you want? Maybe you mean not to fucking buy your games?
But
I guess. Hey,
that's
is
a
Metro?
strong. Yeah, Metroid's still up here, and you could buy.
Okay, so they
I'm
kept
pretty
their
sure.
game, right? Well, I guess it makes sense. It's been out for
Right.
like 3 months.
That's a good deal when you look at it.
Right.
It's $10 off any game, $14.99 or over. So.
Yeah. It is a good deal. I might get some. Is it still
Yes,
going?
Observation right now is $12.49.
Yeah, it's not a VR game, so you just should go at it, have fun. But I might get John
John
Hex.
Wick.
Fuck. Jonah
Outer
Hex.
Wilds. That's $15.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be free for Game
Oh, is
Pass
it?
anyway. So yeah, so don't buy that unless you
You can
only
get
have
World War
PC,
Z for $20
obviously.
bucks right now on
Then
PC.
World War Z for 20. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. Sure, it'll run better on
Trover,
PC
you can
too.
get.
Actually, doesn't have any. Get
You can get Trover
Trover.
for $17 right now.
Wait, how much is Trover
30.
normally? 30,
30 to
right?
$10,
Okay,
10%
that's pretty
discount
cool.
already, and then do that thing.
And then the 10, but you have to have a VR headset
Yeah, or you
for
just play it.
computer.
But
So.
yeah, I'm doing that. I'm
Oh, you can
pretty
just play
sure.
it? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was a VR only game. Shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh
Wait.
yeah,
Oh
no,
wait. Hold
I'd
up.
rather
Maybe.
just play. Yeah, I think it's a VR like I because every time I saw gameplay, it looked very
Yeah, because it's got the
Astrobot-ish
controller
a
there. I
little
could be wrong then.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
Astrobot, I
additional
think you
hardware
need to
required.
have the.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I figured. There's a couple of VR games actually on PSVR that like are now not requiring you to have the headset anymore. Like there's that game, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, The Perception or something like that. It's like a horror roguelike, which everything fucking is. But it looked pretty good. I bought it, and now you don't need the PSVR to play it. You can just play it normally. I was like, oh, okay. Well. And of course, Star Trek, you don't need the PSVR,
Yeah,
right?
but I kind of that's kind of the point though.
Wait, Star Trek, do you not need the PSVR headset
I'll
anymore?
check.
No, I think it was just controller support they
That
added.
sounds
Never mind.
right.
I think it was just controller support. But there's a couple other games out there that like you don't need it. Like there's been a couple digital games I saw that said like you can play it now without the headset. I'm like, oh okay. Oh okay. Well, that's cool. I'll never play it anyway. But I don't know why I bought it.
Fuck
But
me,
thank you.
right?
Hey, fuck me, right? But yeah, no. Anyway, that's cool. Epic Store is banning people because they're buying too many games.
They need to
That's cool. Should have stuck with Steam, I guess.
fix up their store more or faster.
Oh yeah. How about skip one season of Fortnite and fix your
All the developers that are
store
working on Fortnite, they're
before?
working on the store. They're like, I don't know how to work on a store.
I work on a store. I barely even know how to work on Fortnite. I only did Gears of War for years.
So yeah, that's that.
I just love the idea that Fortnite was being worked on for like 6 years as one thing, and then literally the day it came out, they were like,
That was.
fuck, all right, we got to work on something else. 2 months later, they came out with a completely different game, and now
I
that's what the
for
game is. I
I
still think
forget
about
what
that.
the conversation was, but there was someone some random could have been Twitter or
Maybe.
Reddit or somewhere where some dude's like, yeah, well, it doesn't need a lot of work. Like it just fucking shit out like Fortnite. I ran in there. I'm like, well, technically Fortnite took a while to build. Yeah,
Yeah,
so
the
it is
original
like, yeah,
format.
well,
Yeah.
Save the World, like, yeah,
So
Save the World, that's different.
the groundwork
Yeah,
was
no,
there.
sorry, it was like a, what's it called? It's a, the Battle Royale. I was like, yeah, well, that one there, but I mean, technically, Fortnite took a while. Can you believe
Yeah,
that?
but
When
the
we were looking at
groundwork,
that game,
yeah, it took 6 months.
where it's like, this is gonna be the
Yeah.
biggest game of all time.
I was looking at it back in 2011 when they announced it. I was like, this game looks kind of cool. When did it come out? 6 years later, it's out, and then that game that came out is not even like it's not even talked
That
about
was
ever. It's
the. I
like
remember I still have the recording of us playing for the first time. I think we downloaded it immediately, right? And I think we played it right before. We played it right before I had to run to
oh
work or
yeah,
something. Yeah.
Battle Royale. Yeah, it was like the
Because
day of when it came out.
we
We're
didn't
like,
have
yeah, this is
PUBG
fun.
yet.
You killed three people with a grenade
Yeah,
launcher. I remember
we didn't
that.
have
I
PUBG
was like,
yet,
yes.
so we were like, hell yeah, let's do Battle Royale finally. And yeah, I had the recording where you died and I'm still running. I'm like, I don't think I have that much health. I see three guys just chilling there, shooting with a rocket. I think I heard you go, yeah,
Yeah,
that's
you
cute.
have a rocket launcher. Yeah, you killed like three. You killed them like they're on top of
They're
a bridge,
on top of
right?
a
And
bridge. I
you
blew the
blew up the
bridge. They
bridge
fell, and they're trying
itself.
to kill each other, thinking they were undercover. I'm
And
still
then,
shooting. I'm just shooting the fucking. That
yeah.
was back when no
Who
one knew how to
they just
build. It was good
dying?
times, man. I thought it
Yeah,
was
they're
a
all just
much more fun
standing
game
around.
then.
Now it's like so twitchy and shit. Like, any you see anybody play, it's like even if you have a controller, it looks like you're playing on a PC. Like, I watch my cousin play sometimes, and he's fucking flipping around. Like, I don't even know
It's
what I'm
like
looking
Genji.
at. Yeah, it's like Genji.
Dude, I
Fortnite is
hate,
like
I don't
Genji.
know. So at one point when I was on my trip last year, when I was in Tennessee, I was with a friend waiting on another friend. So we're chilling in my hotel room. I was like, let's see if we could cook on a Fortnite in here right now. So I connected the Switch to the hotel
Right.
Fortnite or the hotel internet to play Fortnite. And first off, the draw
Hotel
distance in the
Fortnite.
Switch version sucks. So
Oh
like I
yeah.
zoomed in on a sniper super far. You see him just kind of blipping around here or there. I still got a headshot. I was like, hell yeah! And I was going far in it. I was like, oh yeah, dude, I'm doing it. I'm getting far in there. So another guy, I take a shot at him, hit him. See they hit him. Just fucking starts do spin a Rooney and starts just a building just pops around. I'm like, oh, this is fun. I love him though. I'm
Yeah.
like, whatever, dude. Have fun.
Yeah, you have to if
I
you're gonna play
hate
that
building,
game, you
dude.
have to
Building
build.
building's so
You
lame.
have to build.
That's that.
They haven't made a mode where you don't build, because I guess nobody complains about it besides the people that don't
That
even
I
play it,
didn't.
I
They don't
guess.
want to. It's something like they don't want to like take away the one big thing that they have. I mean, but like that's like the one thing I give PUBG over it.
Apex?
Because
Oh, okay.
PUBG gets intense when you're like in the circle and there's like one house in the middle. You're like, shit, do we run to the house? Or you're just stuck where you're
Yeah.
at and you just can't move. I like that more because I think it's like more positioning as opposed to like if you're at the end, you're just like everyone's building some shit. It's like whatever. I don't know.
Is Apex the best?
Game.
Like, is it what a game ever? Is it the best one still, technically?
We need to play that
Because
more. I
I
really want to
mean,
play Apex.
no, I'm sorry, not bad. I'm sorry, I'm using the wrong word. Is it the, I guess, the most
No.
played or whatever? Or
It
no, it
dropped.
dropped. That's what I figured. Because for the first couple weeks, it was more played than Fortnite on
People are
Twitch,
saying
at
it's
least.
dead. It's definitely not dead. Not
It's
whatsoever. No.
dead.
People are 'cause
Well,
people
it's
exaggerate though.
EA. I wouldn't
But
surprise.
it's still up there. It's not as big, but it's still definitely up there, which is good.
I mean, you could say that about a lot of the other battle royale games, like Realm Royale, whatever the fuck that was. You ever heard of
Yep.
that one? It's a battle royale, except
Whatever happened
you're
to
like a
Paladins
magician
one?
and
Did
shit.
Paladins one come out?
I think it did.
I remember
I'm
that
pretty sure it
itched for
did.
me because it was hero shit, but we need to play Apex a little bit more. That was fun.
Yeah.
Get back into it sometime.
And I didn't know this, but I guess Grand Theft Auto 5 had one. Like just a mode. I was like, I
Yep.
don't fucking know. Like, how does that even work? I know Red Dead has one
I
now.
forget what it was, but it was kind of janky. It wasn't as fluid as everything else, but
Oh yeah, Grand Theft Auto is
yeah.
very janky. But yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 has an official battle royale mode now. Like when it first came out, they had the knives and bow and arrow one. But now they actually have a legit battle royale one, and I have yet to see gameplay of it.
That'll be my summer
Yeah.
game probably, so we'll play that.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll
Still waiting for people who want to play Red Dead
Play
Redemption.
your cards right.
Like, it's fun. I don't know. I had a good time. I went into a bar and just like everybody was fucking fist fighting. It's like, all right, let's go, bro. That was the first time I played online in the free roam. I immediately went to a bar and had a fist fight. I was like, this is what I
Drunken bar
wanted
fight.
to do. Yeah. I wasn't even drunk yet.
You walk
Just
in, start
came
slamming some drinks out.
in.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. This is good shit. Now, we need to play that for
Yeah,
sure.
I'm still contemplating which is my summer game because I don't know if I have the capacity to finish 300-hour games in one summer.
That's not
No,
a
I mean,
300-hour game.
Witcher,
Oh, you can get through that game.
Witcher,
in 50 hours.
Persona, and Red Dead.
Red Dead, you can get through in 50, okay. 60 hours. Not 100. I took 120 because I was like, I went.
Yeah, here's Charles the Horse.
I was like looking at shit.
Look at that,
like,
son.
Look at that. Oh, fuck. Just like eyes burned out. Just like, and that game has a fast travel, but it's limited, and I've never used it ever. So I was like, I'm just gonna go on my horse and ride everywhere. You know, if there's a mission on the other side of the planet, I'll be like, all right, I'm going there, taking a ride.
That has the entire like, Red Dead 1 map in it, right?
Yep. I mean, that's kind of a spoiler, but you already know, I guess. I guess you already know. Because when that happens, I'm like, whoa!
That was some IGN news story or something, or it's like...
Oh, they really spoiled that
shit. I didn't even know it was a spoiler, because that's how nonchalant they were.
That's a spoiler. Nonchalant they were. Because when it happens, I'm like... Because it's kind of a spoiler.
I need to play it anymore, then.
I don't want to say why. Yeah. It's not a spoiler story-wise, but it's a spoiler, reveal. Like, when you discover that. It's yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some new story, I think, like that, where, like, yeah, Red Dead 1 inside of Red Dead 2. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Well, Red Dead 2 inside of Red Dead 3. They want to be, if we're going to be dicks about it.
Like, just Katamari at the end.
Yeah. Mm. They didn't make a Grand Theft Auto game.
Hey,
that's
they
like
didn't
Katamari
make a Battle Royale Katamari Damacy.
That'd be a great idea.
Just roll, like you gotta roll bigger than the other one.
You
yeah.
Find the ball. Or yeah,
you're running away from someone trying to roll your ball.
The servers would melt. 100 people rolling this giant ball everywhere.
next news story is one I want to get your idea on. Was a GameStop policy for their pro rewards has changed, where they're testing out a beta version where they're taking away 10% discounts on used items, and instead changing it out for a $5 coupon. Yep.
A month.
You didn't seem happy about it.
No, because I mean I don't buy used games all the time, but when I do, I usually get a really good deal. You know, like, oh boy, you know, like if I buy like $20 used games and it's like buy two get one free, I used to be able to get 20% off because I had the other thing. Now I get 0% off. I'm like, fuck me. Like I've had the 10% off since 2006, I think. Whatever it's called, the pro membership, I guess. And I've been getting that Game Informer since then, too. So I've had like a giant stack of Game Informers. But that's the main reason why I get it. Because I do like the 10% off, but I really like the Game Informers, especially when I was younger. But $5 is okay, especially if you don't go
to
GameStop too much.
This helps the new customers,
I
think, for sure.
I only do because now here's the thing. Is it 10% off?
Yeah,
is gone,
that's
right?
What I'm hearing.
But is the 10% extra for trades?
I think everything else is gone just besides the 10% off.
Okay, everything else is there still.
I think Pro goes up in price.
Because that would really suck because I trade in a lot. And, dude, that's way more. I definitely get way more than $5 every time I trade.
So I think Pro, I could be wrong. I just should look this up a little more. I think Pro goes up in price by $5, but you get the $5 every month. $5 does not roll over. According to people, you can't use it on digital cards, but you could use the certificates on there. I thought I was really confused. I because under my assumption was it was just the regular $5 rewards that you get, like if you just redeem your power up points. But apparently there's different rules to it. People are saying, I don't know, it's a beta, so people could be wrong. But the way they're making it sound, it could be just people upset because there were a lot of people upset about this. But a lot of people that were upset were like, you can't put it towards a pre-order. You can't put it towards a digital card. That's what they were saying. And I'm like, I'm not sure if you're just upset and kind of like just going at it really quick or if that's true.
Yeah. Can't use it for lose. Can't use it for a Captain America shield. Can't use it for Ant-Man helmet.
I can go in there like once a month and get a half off pop or something at this point, you know?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, GameStop sells
like
their pops
or more.
For more.
So you got to get
like
$2
more. So, yeah, you get $3. You might as well just use Amazon because then you get free shipping and you can buy
too.
If you could just buy three of them and say, all right, like what? They're like $6-$7 sometimes on Amazon. Buy like three for 20. Right. You know, still a good deal. I only say that because I still need to buy like 3 Overwatch pops.
Yeah, you're collecting Overwatch. That was something I was like, no, I'm gonna fall into a fucking deep ass rabbit hole.
Well, that's the only Funko. That's the only Funko pops I'm collecting.
I'm looking behind you right now.
Like,
you're collecting series. Just the characters.
Doom already got
you're
all
the just
Doom
the characters, so not the variants and shit though.
If I can get a variant, then sure. But I'm not gonna go out my way to find a Pharah variant or some shit for $50 on eBay. Like, you can get the fuck out of here with that. I ain't doing that. But I'll get the D.Va one, like D.Va outside of her mech. I'll get that because I have the one inside the mech. So outside.
You have two D.Vas. You have the pink and the blue one. I think I have the cat one as well.
I'll get one. Yeah, there's one that's a GameStop exclusive. I don't know which one that is. I think that's the blue one.
I think so.
Could be the pink one. I don't know.
Now the cat.
But I did get the D.Va Blizzard exclusive though. I did get that with the.
What color was that?
So that's good. Black.
The black cat one.
It's pretty cool. It's the carbon fiber.
Oh, so it's four D.Vas.
It's carbon fiber. Shit.
Yeah. See, I got all the Reinhardts.
I have two different Torbjorns. I actually don't like the variant of Torbjorn. But I got it because it was like $250 on Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
Here's this one right here.
Hell yeah. That's it. That one looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. I don't know. It just looks weird. It's just the same exact Torbjorn, except it's colored differently. That's it. It's the exact same one. You just color it black and orange and red. That one I keep seeing at the GameStop.
The glow in the dark one. I got just regular helmetless one. And I got regular
one. The
regular one. Dark one's pretty dope. I like that one.
The only ones I need Moira, which I keep seeing in my GameStop.
That's your fucking main. What the fuck?
I know. I don't want to spend $11 on it though. Like when I could buy it on Amazon for $7 or $8. I do. I'm going to, but I kind of want to get them all for as cheap as possible. And I think
that's
there's like
as
one.
Cheap as you're gonna
I haven't
go.
Looked in a few days. No, there's one that's like still the full price or whatever, and I kind of want to get them all at once. I don't know. They'll always be there, though, is the thing. That's why I'm not rushing, you know? They'll always be that cheap. And you can look at, like, a lot of the Overwatch older ones are, like, add-on items now on Amazon.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's why I hate buying
those
them, really.
Yeah, that's why I'm not rushing, you know? And I need to, like, figure out room, too, because, like, I have them all above. That's why I keep looking up. Right above my camera, and like I need to move like two things out of there, and then I don't know where to put those two things now once I get these giant fucking, like the Wrecking Ball one. I still need to get a Winston one.
You see, I saw them all.
Who's the other big? Isn't there a big motherfucker? Yeah, just saw
$10.
I heard that was good. That's a PSVR game.
That's $10 right now.
That's the PSVR game. That's the one. But it's also on Xbox. I don't know why you want.
No, it's $10.
I heard that's a really
creepy PlayStation
right now. I know. I'm just saying it's also on Xbox. I need Wrecking Ball. It's my phone. I need Wrecking Ball. I need Moira. I need who else? Winston.
Stay tuned for next week on what you bought.
Oh yeah, I didn't buy any of those. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll buy. Maybe I'll buy them. There's a few other ones. Fuck it.
Did David buy the
Z-Bo
yet? Let me check.
Oh, yeah. See? It's sold. Sold to some cuck boy. He said there's two, remember now?
There is two. You didn't buy them.
All right, so one thing about Overwatch. I looked at the event today that started today as of recording. The anniversary 2019 one. Have you seen the skins yet?
I was going to watch your video.
They're really good.
I've seen a couple
of
them, but I've not really like actually looked.
Some of them are really good.
The Winston
good.
One
some
I saw was sick. Fucking awesome.
Dude, that one's fucking. Dude,
yeah,
that's my favorite one.
Thank God he
has
a good fucking
Winston.
Costume now, because I feel like he always gets shafted from a bunch of shit.
The other ones are really good too. Like D.Va's is really good.
I think
good.
I saw D.Va's. I think I saw
D.Va
Maze.
Maze, yeah. It's good. It's a good one. Sexy May, finally. But what was the other one? There was another really good. Roadhog. Roadhog has a really good one. Kind of disturbing looking. Which is good for Roadhog. Because they do the dances.
Yeah, we do dances.
They
and
gave everybody that.
Oh, don't talk about Ashes. I'm excited for that one.
No, Ashes is good. Ashes is exactly
what
the dance
yeah.
you'd think she would have. Yeah. And Wrecking Balls is the best of the three. I don't know. They love Wrecking Ball because they gave him the great
victory. They keep
giving
more victory highlight intros.
The highlight intros. And he has really good voice lines too and good skins for the most part. But
too bad he's annoying as shit.
He has the best. I like Wrecking Ball. I just don't like how people play
that's
it.
How you play it. Like,
I know, but I don't like Tracer because I can't stand her voice and I can't stand her as a person. Same thing for Genji, because Genji's so fucking boring and self-righteous. That's almost one of the only reasons why I'm happy there's no story mode, because it would probably follow Tracer, and I know that would just upset me. Oh, you Tracer main, sorry. I don't like her. I actually don't even hate her in the game anymore, as much at least, because now I deal with her much easier, I guess. I don't know. There's other characters that annoy me way more. Genji's still fucking annoying. Even
Mercy
as a Moira,
is annoying,
still
but it's a really good Mercy.
Yeah, but you know what, Mercy, at least she's not doing annoying shit to you. She's just trying to get the fuck out of there. Like, Genji's doing blocking all your shit. I'm like, there's no skill.
Yeah, but
just
it's so much fun to just switch to
Moira,
though, and then just shut that shit down.
Yeah.
No
and
exception.
You can tell, and I always just think Genji mains always think like, oh, the character's unfair.
What can her fuck his fucking beam?
Yeah, what can her fuck the beam? They're lucky they allowed him to reflect the orb.
Which still doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really, but whatever. I guess they had to give Genji something, because Genji would be completely ruined by Moira. Which is great. They need to make more characters that destroy Genji, so we get less Genjis
forever
in the future. And you know what? I'm hopeful the thing that happened that you're talking about, how they might get rid of some heroes, like they take them out. You know, that could happen
really
in the future.
Funny. Just kill them off.
If Genji is the first one, they kill him off in the story. They're just gone. Forever. That'd be good. Which is funny because Reaper dies and he's. Yeah,
he's back.
I mean, he's already dead. He's already here.
So, final news story.
Genji technically died too, right? In the lore.
Yeah. No, I think
Hanzo
maybe,
killed him.
I don't know.
No, Hanzo killed him. Then Mercy resurrected him. Not actually resurrected him, but like he did science and shit.
Like a Mercy.
Anyway, and Moira is the one that brought back Reaper. I know a little bit about the lore. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a little bit. So the last news story we had was Microsoft and Sony kind of coming together and doing they're all on the Azure server. You hear about that?
Oh, okay.
So
no. I've heard
that was
that
big
server.
News last week was Microsoft and Sony coming to a deal where Sony's now using the Azure servers for games now.
Okay.
And that apparently threw off the PlayStation team pretty hard because they didn't understand what was going on. So they had to tell their investors, like, no, it's okay. PS5 is still happening.
But, it's happening.
The ramifications of this are kind of huge, though, because there's three big servers. Microsoft, Google, and Amazon are the ones that have the big, big servers. Amazon has the biggest,
okay,
then Microsoft, then Google, which doesn't make sense. You'd feel like that'd be flipped. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. I don't know why. Apparently, Google better have a good server if they're making a fucking...
Right. I could be wrong. I think Google has their servers all themselves at the moment, which is why I guess that makes sense.
Right.
And then Sony was trying to talk to Amazon, but the deals weren't going through, so Microsoft kind of swooped in on that. Microsoft is shaping up to be kind of huge next-gen because... So if this does become a lot more streaming-oriented, which is looking like already, Sony's going to be paying out to Microsoft.
I don't know if I like that.
I got you decided that? I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like that. No, I don't like it.
I don't like a future.
Well, I don't think
just
it's
going to
be just streaming. I think there's always going to be physical copies. It's going to be more boutique. It's like...
I don't know if there's always going to be
physical there's vinyls out there right now. There's still like a market for vinyls that still is actually going up progressively year after year.
Yeah, but there's...
You have to go to a store specifically for it. But,
yeah, exactly.
There will always be physical copies no matter what. But...
Yeah, you have to pay extra for them.
I'm sure...
And they're limited and run.
And what's
going to
happen is it's going to be flip. We're going to be paying more for the disc drive later on.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, fuck your games. If I was over there right now, I'd just throw everything out.
You know, it's funny. Xbox doing that would be kind of against what they wanted to do with the whole backwards compatible thing, where you're just like, hey, put your disc in. Fucking look at that. You can play Xbox original games. Which, did they mention? Did they announce recently that they're not putting any more Xbox original games on? Okay. Because I watched the video and someone said that. No, I was like,
but it's
wait,
been
what?
A while since we had anything, though.
I didn't look it up. Yeah, the last thing was what? Like, back in one of the Inside Gaming? Or not Inside Gaming. Inside Gaming is on YouTube. Inside Xbox. Yeah. Where they said, like, here's a bunch of other new games and stuff.
They need to add more on that, though.
Morrowind was one. Yeah. There's, like, 33 games, which is still pretty good. Like, Jade Empire is one of them, which is awesome. I'd love to go back to that. KOTOR 1 and 2. Hell yeah. The good-ass games. The only one that's not there yet is Halo 2 with that online multiplayer. They'll never do that.
Well, I mean, they probably won't. Really, it's going to be a Master Chief Collection, even though it's not the same, but...
I know, but... I want them to just say, like, hey, guess what? Xbox Live servers are back up.
I had, like, the idea of putting my Halo 2 disc into the Xbox, and, like, hell yeah, but...
Yeah, playing Halo 2 again.
Well, we could do that right now, though.
No, you can't. You have to boot up Master Chief Collection and then go through, like, all the options to make sure you're playing Halo 2, not Halo 3 or 1 or 4 or what's the other one? I guess ODST. Yeah, Reach. Reach isn't in there yet, is it?
No. That should get some that should get some news, though, at E3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Reach remake? Reach make?
Good job.
I accept this award.
Yeah, Microsoft, and I keep telling people this, they don't get it, is that Microsoft doesn't give a shit, like, about a lot of this, where, like, oh, you don't want to buy an Xbox. Like, what if I can play the Xbox game on PlayStation? Like, cool, fucking do it.
Microsoft sells a lot on their computers. Well, and of course, they have Windows.
But the thing
is
they've never been. They're not about. Software makes so much more money than hardware. Like, inherently more money.
Yeah, that's why.
You could buy Microsoft Studio on iOS and Mac Store. You know, like, they don't care. They're like, as long as you have our thing, that gives us money. That's what people don't get. It's like, hey, it doesn't make sense, because, like, oh, because people aren't understanding it, because it's a third-party thing, you know, where they're like, oh, Sega did this, and it's not like they're booming, but Microsoft's not doing just like, oh, here's our games on that. Like, I mean, they did with Cuphead, but their goal is like, hey, we want Game Pass on this. We want to take that $10 from you every month. You know?
Right.
That's what's going to happen. One day.
I want that $10, son. Bill Gates is just like, I want that $10. He goes
Bill
to everybody's
Gates,
house.
Even though he's not
and part. Like, hey, man. He's not even part of. Is he even a part of Microsoft?
I think he's
anymore?
On the board of directors, but
he's probably just like in some condo. He's like in some not condo.
Say,
he wouldn't be a condo. He'd be in a mansion.
Comic book.
He's in some comic book somewhere. No, he's into like his mansion right now, sipping martinis and shit. You don't give a fuck. Letting the company run itself. That's what who's the head of Sony? Jeff
John Travolta.
Sony. John Travolta. Yeah, John Travolta made Sony. What? That's weird.
That's weird.
That's what John Travolta. John Travolta kind of talks like that. What? That's crazy.
Crazy.
Whoa. Pulp Fiction. Anyway, that's a movie. Isn't it?
Good movie.
All right. Good flick. Hey, good flick.
I don't think I have anything for bullshit.
All right.
Hey, I'm just going to type in video game rumors.
Hey, how about we just like wouldn't it be just crazy if we just like killed ourselves?
Well, I guess George R. R. Like, Martin was kind of a rumor, right?
Did you hear what I said? I had a great idea and you just talked over me. Just like if we just hung ourselves right now. I mean, it would be like weird.
I don't know how it's getting uploaded.
But, like, oh, we'll figure it out.
Some unfriended
shit. Leave a message to somebody. Oh, yeah, there you go. Spoilers. I'm friended, too.
I didn't even point that.
make sure you spoil the right movie. You know, it's funny. Unfriended 2 is the one nobody
and
saw.
And that was a good one, too.
Yeah, it's a better.
I liked
it's
it a
definitely
lot.
Better. The first one, I like only because I hate those characters, and when they die, it's really good. Because I just like, oh, she gets killed by a fucking like the hair thing or whatever.
Bayonetta.
I don't use it, but yeah, Bayonetta kills her. But no, like Like the fat kid, like who was really annoying, puts his hand in the blender and shit.
Yeah, that sucked.
Like, good. That was awesome. It's like, good. Fuck that kid. I'm glad he died in the movie. Anyway, I'm hoping like fast. I mean, not fast. What are they called again? Found footage movies. Come back in the future, and like really try to promote it as it's real again.
It's not gonna ever work. It's already done.
No, but like really, like it's real though this time. Like, and they're like, no, it's real. These kids really died. It's like, yeah, they're
actors, it's actually real.
It's actually legit.
What the fuck, man? Like, we told you, dude.
Because they know people. Yo, and you know what? They wouldn't be at fault because they told you, but you didn't believe it because every other movie said that. They're like, oh, this is real.
Yeah, they got the effects done really well.
Yeah, oh, that kid really looks like he just died. I saw the soul leave his body.
It's getting dark.
You see his eyes? He looks dead. That's a good. Bravo.
Bravo.
And the Oscar goes to. The Oscar goes to.
Wait, Jeff, but he's dead.
Kaplan.
Best actor goes to someone.
Sorry, I have to. I accept this award on behalf of Jeff. He can't be
you
here.
You like that the name is Jeff and Frank.
I don't know. Jeff is a common name though. Like Jeff, Frank, and that's it. Actually, I can't think of any other.
All right, I think we're about done with this podcast.
Very good.
Dark.
Dark. Yo, everybody, here's a. Oh, I can't do a guess the name. Oh, I guessed
it
last week, right?
Done forever.
All right, so we have to do like an end.
You spot it again
now. A new one. I don't even remember what it was. What is it again?
I can tell you.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, I know Durandal. That joystick, something like that. Joy,
yeah,
you.
There you go.
Joy, you. All right, I said it. That's good enough.
All right.
I guess the last.
You'll find me at DePunked on Twitch and Twitter. Find Gore at Gore the Movie God on Twitch and Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
and Stardust.
YouTube, I guess. Stardust. I mean, you started this since like I think the last time I used it was for.
Like, yeah, use it for Avengers.
Yeah, I don't know. I just every time I look at the app, I'm just like, I don't really feel like recording a 30-second video. Yeah, I'll record a 30-minute or 2-hour video. That's fine, but 30-second one, that's just like I have to really like condense all my thoughts in 30 seconds. I always every time I think about it, I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
Fair.
Because all my videos are long as fuck. Because I don't shut up. Anyway. John Wick Chapter 3, go check it out. It's out right
check
now.
Check out our non-spoiler cast. Well, you guys did spoiler cast on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's actually should be up like right now as of recording.
The podcast?
That
Okay, the podcast you posted the spoiler cast on its own.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And now but it's still in the podcast too. I didn't take that out. If I took it out, then the podcast would have been 50 minutes long. It's a pretty short podcast.
Thank so. God.
Anyway, podcasts will go back to their average length of 10 hours next week because, you know, no more Game of Thrones. You don't need to worry about recording 2-hour ones for those anymore.
Yeah, and we're also going to record,
record on
Saturdays too, so no box office, but we can talk for however long we want to now.
Do that Game of Thrones thing I wanted to do.
Oh, need to do Ranksters. That sounds like a Ranksters.
Yeah,
I think Kyle's not going to do it.
Yeah, but by the time we do it, it'll be like Game of Thrones season 8 ended 2 years ago. We should do it fresh.
Well, I was thinking about it. The game's gone by. The format we did was fine. It was a fine rough cut, but the problem is that it didn't get synced properly.
Now we got that tier maker.
Well,
website,
I need to figure out a way to properly screen record.
I thought the way you did it before was fine. It was just the audio.
But
that was
a cluster. You're having to start that out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Sure.
Because Games Gone By is definitely.
Well, the way you're recording it now is different than you were doing it last time.
I just have a call recorder on Skype and I just hit play.
Yeah. This is easier.
This is fucking great. It's a good time.
Yeah, just record and then hit the button, make sure they're synced. Maybe put for the recorder, the screen recorder, put audio so it's still recording the audio for us so you could sync it up easier. That would make it easier for you to sync up later.
I could use this for video and audio because I can always just turn off the audio or separate the audio later on.
Well, no, that's not what I mean. I mean like just for the screen recorder, have the audio on still so you can hear the audio, and judge where the video the video should go. You know, like when I say like, oh, she got big nuts or something.
These are definitely,
you know, like match it when I said that.
These
in
are
the
definitely
video.
A lot more of a beast to edit. So these are definitely going to be like a twice a month thing. We'll make them actually like actively look good. Same thing with Ranksters. I think we could alternate those each week.
Yeah, I think that tier thing we should do.
All right, well that was a podcast. So you guys
I want to do that game of Thrones.
You guys gotta hear some behind the scenes stuff. So we'll see.
We gotta do a new Overwatch one because we recorded one. No one's listening to this, but we need to do a new one because we got a couple new characters.
Yeah, you should delete that one anyway.
That's fine. I don't have it, so anyways, don't even need to delete it. That's on Kyle's thing. Anyway, there you go. Bye. Go play games or something.
Game on.
Yeah, fuck off.